It's a question from Chandan Pramu. When we see the beautiful form of the opposite sex, can we use that sight as a prod to remind ourselves that this is just the beauty of a spark of Krishna, then how much more beautiful will Krishna be? And in that way, gain strength to commit ourselves to devotional service more. Answer: yes and no. Yes, in the sense that it is philosophically true that all beauty emanates from Krishna. And in that sense, the beauty of any person in this world comes from Krishna. So we can understand that this beauty is a reflection of Krishna, so we should become attracted to Krishna, not to the spark. So in that sense, in principle it is yes. But in practice, it is not that we dwell on this beauty to seek inspiration to become attracted to Krishna's beauty. Because generally, although this beauty is a spark and that is the whole, often we don't see the connection between them as a spark and whole. We see, for most of us, because for us the spark is not usually a link or a pointer to the whole, it is a competitor to the whole. That's why we don't contemplate on the spark to seek inspiration to contemplate on the whole. Rather, we focus on the whole. We try to, if at all we are attracted to beauty, we focus on Krishna's beauty. We see the beautiful deities. We memorize verses of Krishna's beauty from the scriptures and contemplate on that. But unavoidably, while living in the material world, whenever we are exposed to worldly beauty, we can use that, we can, as a reminder, when rather than letting our attraction get focused on that, we can use that, oh, this is so beautiful, how much more beautiful Krishna should be. But there is a difference between, so the worldly beauty is not normally used as a reminder. So just as we may use the holy name as a uddipan, as a prod for reminding us of Krishna. So that is a sadhana for us. So because the holy name directly stimulates our memory of Krishna, and the holy name doesn't act as a competitor to Krishna. So now, generally speaking, in the material world, the sparks of Krishna can manifest in tamoguna, rajoguna, sattvaguna. So in tamoguna, when a person takes liquor, he experiences a high. But that drives the person away from Krishna. In rajoguna, the quintessential activity is sexual attraction. That is also an experience of God. Dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamasmi vihardarshana. She says, I am a sex life. They are not contrary to religious principles. But that again is usually, because most of the time people don't perform it under religious regulation, or at least the normal infatuation is quite outside the norms of religion. That also acts as a competitor. So then there is sattvic. Sattvic means, say, somebody is extremely intelligent. And that intelligence, say the intelligence of Albert Einstein or some great authors, that may also act as a prod for us. But if those people are not devotees, then we may be appreciating their intelligence, but we may also get carried away by their thoughts and not carried towards Krishna through their intelligence. So generally speaking, in sattvaguna, if there are devotees who are very intelligent, then what they speak and how they speak, I mean their intelligence as well as the product of their intelligence, both are going to take us towards Krishna. Similarly, we may have beautiful architecture in the temple. So that the temple architecture, the beauty of the architecture as well as the message given by the architecture, both will take us towards Krishna. So in general, we should not seek attraction to worldly objects as an impetus towards going towards Krishna. But if anywhere we come across those worldly objects, then we can use that to remember our Krishna also. So, is it the what exactly does it mean when we say that the 10th canto is where our heart should be? Actually, basically that means that our heart should be with Krishna. And 10th canto is the place where Krishna is revealed in the most rich and luxuriant way, we can say. So, it's not necessary that the 10th canto we have to go to Ras Panchadaya pastimes only. In general, the vision of God that is revealed in the 10th canto is very sweet and endearing. And that can lift us out of our attraction to worldly things. So it's in a broad sense that we should be attracted to Krishna, not necessarily to some specific pastime in the Ganga.
I must be overwhelmed.